Okay, here's how it all started.
We have been told that Governor Scott will not be participating in this debate.
That's debate moderator CBS4's Elliot Rodriguez trying to explain to viewers and listeners of the Florida Press Association Leadership Florida debate why there was only one candidate on stage, Charlie Crist. The culprit, an electronic fan on the floor of Crist's podium, which the Scott campaign and debate organizers say was against the rules.
The debate rules, as it pertains to electronic devices, was that they were not to be permitted, and that did include fans.
That's Florida Press Association President Dean Writings. The Crist campaign submitted a signed contract for the debate, but included a handwritten caveat that said any temperature issues would be addressed by the presence of a fan. Writings says he saw the note, but was preoccupied with trying to address a lawsuit brought by Libertarian candidate Adrian Wiley.
And the partners were actually focused on the defense at that moment. We did see it. I received the email myself. I did note. And of course, the partners want to make sure that all candidates are comfortable during a debate. So if there had been a temperature issue, we would have certainly been willing to address it. So I didn't have a concern about the comment.
The temperature an hour before the debate was 67 degrees. In the preceding hour, the electric oscillator appeared at the base of Crist's podium. By 7 p.m., when the debate started, stuff hit the fan.
All anyone is talking about today is Fangate. Folks, clearly, for Scott's campaign, last night, blue. And if you turn the switch the other way, it sucked.
Comedian Stephen Colbert of Comedy Central's Colbert Report lampooned the debate performance, and Florida State University political scientist Carol Weisert says the whole Fangate affair has once again made Florida into a national joke.
In the day after, I think what we've seen is, again, dismay, because this is just sets Florida up for ridicule. It's quite annoying and totally undeserved and unnecessary, I think.
Meanwhile, absent from the fray but still very much a part of the gubernatorial race is Libertarian Adrian Wiley. So far, he's been left out of both debates, but in response to Wednesday's debate debacle, Wiley told the Associated Press he's the only adult in the room. Wiley has sought to distance himself from both Scott and Crist.
That's what we've seen throughout this election. My opponents really aren't talking about their plan or, you know, what they're going to do to make the lives of Floridians better. They're just essentially attacking one another, and that's extremely sad.
Recent polls show Scott and Crist in a dead heat. Wiley is getting around 10% support. It may not be enough to win the election, but it could be enough to guarantee neither Scott nor Crist will breeze to victory. The third and final gubernatorial debate will be October 21st, televised on CNN. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.